Taylor Camp. The film about the hippie surf culture that sprang up on Kauai in the 1960s screens at the Hawaii Theater this weekend. It's played around the state, but this showing offers a photo exhibit that captures the images of that time as it marks the 50th anniversary of the camp. The man behind the film, The Edge of Paradise, John Werheim, he joined us in our studios.
Nella Media Group, who's sponsoring the screening at Hawaii Theater, is putting on a launch party and a photo exhibit at Manifest this Thursday. I think it starts at 5. And the launch is for the Nella Media Group produces, among many other things, Flux Magazine. It's in a lot of hotel rooms, and you see it at the airport. It's all over the place. So Flux theme of this next issue is utopia, you know, sort of the sub-theme of the Taylor Camp story. And so they're featuring photos from the Taylor Camp book and an article. So this is also the launch of the magazine. So we've got a lot of things going this week.
And for folks who don't know Taylor Camp and how we got that name.
Yeah, well, Taylor Camp started in 1969 by Howard Taylor, Elizabeth Taylor's brother. And he and his family bought land on Kauai, designed their dream home. It was 7 acres on the beach in what's now State Park at the end of the road, KA. Very, you know, a lot of controversy around that now. You know, that's where the road has been closed for over a year. So Howard and his family, you know, their intention was to build their dream house in this, probably one of the most beautiful. This is the end of the road on Kauai, the beginning of the Napali Coast Trail, certainly one of the most beautiful places in the world. And they couldn't get a building permit. And they were just stonewalled. Nobody would tell them why. They just couldn't get a building permit. They eventually found out that the state had plans to build a park there. And now here we're 50-plus years later, and the state just a week or two ago completed the park. So it's kind of another Hawaii story. But
well, no, so we're marking the 50th anniversary, and this year also marks the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Right.
You know, and we're talking, I guess, I don't know, hippie culture.
Right, yeah. So anyway, these so Howard Taylor, he went and bought land across the bay in Haena and built his house there. And then heard about these 13 men, women, and children. They were their students with their families, basically refugees from Berkeley, from the free speech movement, the campus riots, the war in Vietnam, you know, just all the nightmares that were going on in the 60s, especially over the Vietnam War. And they just decided to bail on the mainland, and they were really, in a way, refugees. They were running away from the insanity, many of the same problems that we're facing today. They came to Kauai, and though they were, you know, sort of middle class college students, they were kind of hippie looking and ragtag and no money, very little money. And these were, you know, for local people on Kauai, you can imagine 50 years ago, you know, these were like the first shiftless, poor Haoles that they had. Everybody, all the other Haoles were like, you know, plantation manager or so. So it was like, you know, who are these people? And some of the local people really embraced them and took them in. But the politicians on Kauai especially, they didn't like them. And of course, there was a lot in the news and the press about hippies and drugs, and so they were persecuted by the government officials on Kauai, and they were busted at their camp. They had overstayed their camping permit, and the local officials thought they were going to bust them for drugs because hippies always have drugs. Well, no, they didn't have any drugs. Very embarrassing. I interviewed him later. He told me, no, it wasn't that we wouldn't smoke pot, but we didn't have enough money to buy it. So they were busted for vagrancy and sentenced to 90 days hard labor in the county jail. Ridiculous, you know? So Howard sees this. Oh, Catherine, the most ridiculous thing is, you know, Kauai 50 years ago. The judge gave him a choice. 90 days hard labor, get a job and a place to stay. And if at that time there was so much bad publicity, no one's going to give him a job and a place to stay. Or get out of Kauai right now. Get out. We're going to drive you to the airport, and you're going to get on the next plane. So they said, oh, okay, we'll take the 90 days. And that, at that time, the county jail, I mean, it's not complete. That's another story. What happened in 50 years? There was nobody in the county. There's one old man in the county jail then. They had no bedding, no food, no guards. The jail wasn't locked. They had no idea that they would take the 90 days, and they weren't ready for them. It was chaos. And funny. This film is funny. You know, it's about a kind of a tragic period, but it's pretty satirical and ironic. And anyway, Howard heard about this, went to the judge and said, hey, I'll give him a job and a place to stay. Judge said, please take them. And that's how Taylor Camp began.
And so I think when we last talked, you said that Mr. Taylor...
Howard Taylor.
He's been incommunicado. But I don't know, since this film has been screening, have you heard anything?
Well, he's still living in Taos, New Mexico. And he came back to Kauai about 3 or 4 years ago. But he's still living in Taos, yeah.
Has he seen this remastered film or not?
I think everybody in the family, all the kids, Liz Taylor's kids, they've all got the book and the film. And yeah, I'm sure he's seen it.
Okay, but you haven't got any feedback from him.
No, Howard is a very private, quiet guy, you know. So, no, I haven't heard anything from him. Yeah. But I've heard quite a bit from just about everybody else in the family. If it screens in the neighborhood where any of Howard's kids or nieces or nephews or any of Liz's kids, they always go, and I get a lot of feedback from them, and they're pretty happy with it.
And then since you reworked the film, the original film,
Well,
what's changed? Music?
Well, yeah. We felt that the film needed a much more of a Hawaiian sense of place. So we've included a lot more Hawaiian music. The film is a little darker. It goes into the drug and alcohol problem a little bit heavier. I think it's more realistic and balanced. So we've got a lot of new interviews. And also, Taylor Camp wasn't just hippies. It really wasn't, especially in the beginning, a hippie camp. It was sort of a surfer hippie camp. And so we've got a lot more emphasis on the surf culture of Taylor Camp and a lot more emphasis on the local culture. A lot of local people lived at Taylor Camp. They came and went. Some of them were there for quite some time. And I don't think that was emphasized quite as much. This is a local story. I used Taylor Camp as a vehicle to tell a story about Kauai during a time of just tremendous economic and social transition. And Taylor Camp was a good vehicle, you know, sort of focusing in on a little microcosm to tell a bigger story. And I thought I was telling the bigger story of Kauai. And I think we did do that, but it's resonated with people throughout the world.
So you've screened this on the Neighbor Islands. You're screening it again here in Honolulu. What's next?
Well, we've screened it. It's been translated into German. It's been screened from Germany to Australia. You know, we've had over 20 million likes and shares on, blogs, you know, articles, digital articles. There have been print articles in 6 different languages, so it's out there.
And you've got something coming up anywhere else besides Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, we've got more screenings. People can check on our website, and that's theedgeofparadisefilm.com. And we have more screenings coming up. I don't know if we're going to do many more on Oahu. It's a lot of work.
Well, of the music, do you have a favorite tune?
Who knows where the time goes? I think for people in our era, you know, the boomer age, looking at this film, it is, who knows where the time goes? It doesn't seem like 50 years ago, but so much has changed, but so much hasn't. So for me, that song really resonates, and that's the concluding theme song of the film. Yeah, that's a strong one for me.
The photo exhibit opens in Honolulu Thursday at Manifest, screening at the Hawaii Theater on Saturday.